It is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us every week at this time, and we take a look at, well, news, some of it real and some of it fake news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Marshall. You are getting a huge dose of unreality from certain outlets and certain presidents in the White House.
I'm glad you said that, because Jill and I were having a conversation off air the other day, and I basically said that I don't believe we can end the divide in this country until something has to be done. Now, there's real media, okay? There is real media, newspapers that are established. There's, of course, their web pages that are established. There's networks that are established. But we now have we've seen the beginning of a proliferation of it truly, you know, Fox is slanted, and they, but yeah. But now with One America Network and Newsmax and some of these other sites that are actually starting to get millions of views, those sites are alternate news. They are fake news. And until something can be done about social media and the fake news and these now what look like apparent real news sites can be done, the divide in this country is not going anywhere.
It's tough, though, because once you start to infringe on the rights of someone to say what they think, you're stepping right on the First Amendment. And as much as you or I may not think much of Newsmax or One America News, there are lots of Americans, apparently, who have decided that's how they're going to get their news. And, you know, that's, somehow it's, it does seep through. The big guys still, the message does get through. But there are lots of Americans who are distrustful of the mainstream media, and they have been for years. And they've been given a voice, really, by the current president, who I think has done a lot to sow the seeds of dissent and dissension in the country.
You know, I don't mind if these sites went up and said, these are opinion pieces, and if they verified, like when I was in high school, if I wrote a paper and my bibliography didn't verify where I got the information from, I got an F.
Yeah.
I got an F. I mean, there are certain rules to journalism that just aren't followed nowadays.
Well, in some worlds, you get an A because you bring in viewers, which brings in money for commercials.
Yeah.
So it's very much profit-based, and they're doing things because not necessarily they agree with them, and they probably do, but because it's bringing in dollars. Newsmax has had seen their ratings quadruple since the election with the attacks on Fox News by Trump and his followers. Suddenly they're making lots of money because people are turning in. They feel that Fox betrayed them. They're angry at Fox, and they've gone elsewhere. And I don't know what you do about that except just let it happen. You can't do much other than, as a reporter and other journalists, keep doing your job. And in the end, I think it does wear down the others.
Well, my jaw keeps dropping lower and lower, and I just never thought that I would have a jaw that would look like Fred Flintstone's, because the Supreme Court of the United States, in a very terse one-line statement, which didn't show that there was any dissension, basically took that lawsuit against allowing Pennsylvania vote count, and they just didn't consider it at all. But on the same day, a Texas governor who sooner or later is going to be under indictment on federal charges submits this lawsuit.
The attorney general there, right?
Yeah, yeah. The attorney general who is in the governor of that state's in big trouble. So now there's all the other Republican states go on with him, and they're trying to force, with Donald Trump signed on, the swing states. They're trying to force them to remove all those swing state votes.
It has been a stress test for the Constitution with this president. You know, the founding fathers could never have imagined you'd have a president of the United States who acted like this and did not believe in the rule of law. And it's been a test. Let them swing away. And so far, the court and the Supreme Court has shown that while it may be conservative, they're not in the pocket for Donald Trump. And I think we can take some solace in that the Constitution seems to have passed the stress test to this date.
Well, I hope we see the same letter come up today from the Supreme Court on this latest thing, because no matter who you are, especially a state like Texas, this is the amazing thing. A state like Texas, which prides its independence, is Texas a state or is it a territory? They are so independent themselves. For them to think that they can force other states to do something. And, you know, Brian, what most people don't realize, as much of a pain in the ass as it is, when you set up a democracy, allowing each state to control how it does its voting is a major part of that democracy.
Absolutely. And, you know, each state has its own rules. And in general, the courts have said we're not going to interfere with the how the states do it, for better or worse. It just strikes me that, you know, I think we all get the message. They're flailing. Giuliani and Ellis, the two top lawyers for the elite strike team for Trump, you know, both came down with COVID. They somehow got much better treatment than most of us would expect to get if we got it ourselves. And, the Trump team continues to raise money off this, tens of millions of dollars into a super PAC that Donald Trump can use however he wants once he leaves office. So there's a method to their madness, sad to say. They don't care much about the credibility of their own credibility. And what strikes me is that, you know, where are the courts? There are actions taken against lawyers who bring frivolous lawsuits. And that's what I'm eager to see. If there's some action taken against the Trump lawyers and the legal firms that work for him because they've brought frivolous lawsuits, because they're essentially wasting the court's time.
Yeah, you know, I have no problem with people contesting elections and doing it the legal way, even if they want to string it out. But when you start going this far, and you're the president of the United States, and you get up and say to your 70 million people that voted for you, I won those states. You know,
apparently he said it last night at the White House Hanukkah party. The same thing. You know, I won. Everyone should know I won. That it sounds like that is, talk about the state of denial. That's the only state he's won. But to quote Jim Acosta at CNN. But the fact is that he continues to talk about that when we've got so many Americans dying every day, records being sent every single day in a death toll. And that's what he wants to spend his time on. Give me a break.
Over 3,000 people died in our country yesterday due to COVID-19 related.
Yeah, if you look at the chart that of the worst days in America for death tolls, if something's happened, 7 out of 10 of them are because of COVID-19, and probably be at some point a 10 out of 10. I guess the Galveston hurricane killed 8 million people once, but other than that, these COVID deaths, which it comes at a time when we have this great hope for the vaccine. And as you know, the FDA is meeting today in Washington starting at 9 a.m. To give approval for the vaccine developed by Pfizer. Expected to have the first doses out this weekend. So there's great hope at a time of great sorrow.
Now, do you think what the Senate is doing, where most 88% of the senators have not recognized Joe Biden as the elected president, do you think that...
Well, these are the Republican senators.
Do you think that that will have any effect on people who go to the polls in Georgia, especially all the black Americans who basically really, really rallied to Joe Biden in that state to allow him to win the state? Do you think that will be a motivating factor for them to get out to the polls again?
Good question. I don't know the answer to it. I think that there's going to be essentially a referendum on the last election and a referendum on Biden and Trump. It'll really come down to that. And so much of it, as in these elections that are not part of the main elections, will depend on the efforts by both sides to get the vote out. And I think the Democrats have proven in Georgia they can do a better job.
And now approaching $440 million spent locally in advertising money.
Well, if you're in the media business, it's been a boom, right?
Unbelievable. I mean, just imagine how that $440 million spent just on advertising alone.
Well, it tells you how much is at stake, and there's a lot at stake. Should the Democrats pick up both seats, it changes entirely the projection of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can do.
So in our last few moments here, how does America survive the next, 25, 30 days?
Yeah, right. With our fingers crossed that we don't go to war in Iran, and that more people aren't fired from the administration, and that Joe Biden remains healthy.
It's, you know, it's something when you sit and look at it. You know, January 20th, where
that's the day.
It seems now so far away. It seems so far
and, you
away.
You know, let me just a final note. One thing I've been reporting on is the fact that there are 5 people, 4 men, 1 woman. Who are on a federal death row, and as of this summer, when the Attorney General reinstated the death penalty, they have set execution dates for all 5 to make sure they're killed before Joe Biden takes over, because he has pledged to stop the federal death penalty.
These are some amazing times we're living through.
First execution today.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, we'll check with you next week, Brian.
Great talking to you, Marshall.
Take care. That is Brian Ross and Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Brian also on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross.